Thanks, Joe. The topic that I was given, it was one of those weak moments about 8 months ago that I agreed to do this. And as we approached the deadline for the publication or the proceedings, I was really questioning why I had agreed to do this. All right. This is a topic that is a little bit of a challenge. I took an approach. I'm going to be honest with you right now that your proceedings, while the words are okay, the numbers are wrong. So I'll give you some contact information, and we'll get some things corrected in terms of our proceedings. But what I'm going to talk about today, I think that these numbers are pretty realistic, but it's been a challenge to get where we're at. Okay, so many of you remember Kenny Rogers, in the show The Gambler. You know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And that's a little bit about where we're at with replacement heifer values. We're coming off of a time when prices were pretty good. And, it's really easy to bid those profits back into maybe some of our replacements. So let's kind of walk through this a little bit. As I indicated, this is not an easy answer. I will give credit to Jim Robb this morning. He did a lot of, I think, the background in terms of where we're at today. And I just want to highlight a couple things. One of them is that I think we all agree that the national cow herd is growing. Land and pasture costs have increased dramatically. And I'll show you a graph of that here in just a second. Cattle prices are beginning to moderate. And annual cow costs have gone up. So if you look at the cattle numbers, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but, we have seen the turnaround. That means that, when you add the carcass weights that we've been seeing and coming out of the feed yard with increasing cow numbers, that probably means that the prices are going to start to moderate, and I think we've seen that particularly this fall. In terms of land values, I kind of broke out some of the states that kind of are represented here at the A range beef cow symposium, and you can look at your state, but I just took an average, and I said, okay, what happened to land cost, in the last 4 years, and it looks like about a 60-some percent increase in the last 4 years in cropland values, about a 316% if you look back to the year 2000. In a similar manner, pasture land has gone up about 67% in the last 4 years, and it's gone up about 260%, okay, since the year 2000. So, a lot of us rely on pastures as a means to feed our cow herd, or at least the base feed for our cow herd. And so that's obviously increased, some of our annual cost. I use FAPRI, okay, that's the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute numbers that were published in August of this year. And that's probably the best numbers that I could find, okay, that's been published as recent as I could find. And so I won't spend a lot of time on here, but, hay prices, sideways to up. Corn prices kind of sideways to up. Beef cows, in terms of cattle numbers, are increasing. They reported steers of all grades and weights, okay, so that's a kind of a composite number. Is decreasing, and then the last line is one that I'm going to use in doing some simulations, okay? And that's steer prices, 600 to 650-pound steers at Oklahoma City, okay? And these are price projections. Before I get into the simulation, one of the things that I'd like to talk about, and this relates to annual cow cost, and Rick Rasby earlier this year put together a summary of kind of what look like the cost in Nebraska were for running a cow for the year. And if you look down at the bottom in the red circle, you see that mature cows, about $727, first calf heifers, about $775, and replacement heifers, just over $550. So with those numbers, okay, we're going to now translate that into, a simulation here momentarily. So one of the questions was, you know, what are these heifers worth? And the second question was, how many should we keep? So let's focus in on what are they worth first, all right? And I'm not going to say that this is accurate for anybody that's sitting in the room, but I think it is a method that we can use to kind of figure out what, relatively speaking, is the value of these heifers. And one of the things is accurately estimating future prices. And so all of the components, you know, the pasture, the fuel, the power, you know, what are the future prices of the calves going to be and cull cows and all of those things. And then I think the second question to this is, how much risk am I willing to accept as a ranch? So what are they worth? I'm going to give you a real simple answer. All cattle are worth market price. Anything above or below that is based on perceived value. I'm done. Okay? No, I'm not. All right? But I think that's kind of the beginning. Now, the next question then is the value that we put on our cash flow statements and the value that somebody's willing to pay for the cattle, is that the same? Probably not. All right? So our goal then really today is to kind of figure out, okay, what is a realistic value for today's replacement heifer? And we're going to break that up into the weanling replacement heifer as well as the bred yearling heifer. So the approach that I took was net present value, and this is kind of where I ran into a glitch, and I didn't figure that out until I started actually putting together the presentation. But it was one of those things that, you know, have you ever had a situation where you've done something or you're looking at something and it just doesn't look quite right? And I had that feeling when I submitted the proceedings paper. And it wasn't until I finally put together some of the slides that all of a sudden it dawned on me where that error might be. And so that's why there's a discrepancy between the proceedings and what we're going to talk about today. So the approach that I took was looking at net present value. And basically net present value basically takes into account what is the value of something today based on its future costs and future returns. And that's basically what this says. Okay, there's always dangers in making assumptions, okay, and we're going to make some, okay, to make these calculations. So what I did is I went to an Iowa State net present value calculator. This is a spreadsheet. You can go to Iowa State and you can run this yourself. And towards the end of this presentation, I'm going to encourage you as ranchers to go and make these calculations that are realistic for you, okay, and your operation. But the assumptions that I made is, and I was pretty conservative, okay, I said, maybe some of you can run a cow for $400 a year. I'm not sure that that's true, but I use $400, $500, $600, and $700 annual cow cost. I use future weanling calf prices based on the FAPRI numbers that I presented just a few minutes ago. I use calf weaning weights, and these would be heifers that have the potential to produce 500-pound calves at weaning, or heifers that have the potential of raising 600-pound calves at weaning. All right, so we made that comparison. Cull cows, I said that the cows are going to weigh 1,250 pounds as mature cows, but in their first year, I discounted them and said that they're going to only be 1,200 pounds, okay, coming out of their first calving season. The other part that I use is a 5% discount rate, and the economist would use a discount rate for either interest, like on your operating notes, it might be a personal family draw, whatever, but I used a 5% discount, and that may be different for each operation as well. And because the FAPRI numbers only went to 2020, okay, that give me only 5 calves on the bred yearling. So that one of the assumptions that we're going to make is if you could buy or sell, if you're willing to either buy or sell a 600-pound weanling heifer at $1,200, all right, or you're willing to buy or sell a bred yearling for $2,000. All right, so I'm going to use those two numbers as we make some comparisons. And then using the net present value calculator, what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, what's the maximum bid price that I can use on heifer and make some money out into the future? So in the Iowa State net present value calculator, these are the kinds of screens or the kinds of information that you would add. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I've kind of given you what the assumptions are, but it's fairly simple to use, okay? So I started out with a $2,000 heifer. I bought her in 2015. She's going to have her first calf that's sellable in 2016. I use a 5% discount rate. I said that we're going to market 90% of the calves. And the expected calving opportunities in this case is 5 years. This is another summary, okay? So it's taken some of that information that we've just entered. And anything that's in yellow, and I think it's in yellow on your screen, anything that's in yellow is changeable, okay? So you can kind of see what the FAPRI numbers are, the 225 for the year 2016, 198 for 2017, and so forth as you go to the right. I used a 50-pound discount on first calf heifers. So I said if they were capable of producing 600-pound calves as mature cows, their first calf is going to be 50 pounds lighter. And I just made that assumption just to be able to make some calculations. I said cow prices are going to be worth 80 cents across the board, and my annual cow cost in this example is $700, all right? So here's what some of the outputs look like, and you can go to this software and look at that. But this is the one that I think is probably the most practical in terms of being important. And it says average annual pre-cash flow is about $500 on this set of on this particular heifer. It bought at $2,000. My annual internal return on investment is about 5%. And the payback period is 6 years, and so this heifer is at $2,000 today, based on the assumptions that I used in this example. She will break even in the year 2020, all right? And the next screen that comes up, or actually this is actually pieces of one screen, the maximum bid price over the of a five-year expected life, five calf crops on this heifer is about $2,000, all right? And then there's a little graph that comes up, okay, at the end of this that you can look at, and that could be of some value. So now let's take this and run these numbers through multiple times, okay, through the scenario. And here's kind of the results. So let me walk you through this table. At the top of the table, this is a weanling heifer. Okay, so that's a heifer that you would buy this fall. She has the potential of producing a 500-pound calf. She's going to have four calves because that's where the FAPRI numbers stop at 2020. I've got a $400, $500, $600, and $700 annual cow cost going across the top. And so if I had a $400 annual cow cost, and this heifer raised one calf, kind of one and done, I could have afforded to pay $829 for that heifer. All right? If you go down and she raises a second calf, her value is about $1,167. Okay, see how this works? And so what I've done is everything that's in red, okay, is less than about $1,100. Because remember we said we were going to agree, okay, from an assumption standpoint, that this we would pay maybe $1,200 for. Okay, so does she make money or not? So that's how the color scheme works. So yellow is kind of right there at $1,200. The green is where the heifer is worth more than that $1,200. Now, if our assumptions that RASB and Jim Robb talked about this morning, if these cow costs are $700, look over on the far right. Less than $700 is what my bid price needs to be. Okay, that was a little bit of a shock to me. Okay, now let's do the same thing and let's look at a bred yearling heifer. All right, so the table is set up exactly the same. She's a bred heifer today. Okay, so she's going to calve next spring. She's going to clip her coupon next fall when we wean calves. Again, with the potential of 500-pound weaning weights. And so if you look at this table, you can see where the greens and the reds and the yellows are. Again, the $700 annual cow cost, which I think probably is not too far off of being realistic, it looks like I can spend somewhere between $1,200 and $1,300 maybe for that heifer, okay, is in terms of a bid price. Okay, now let's take that same situation, okay, weanling heifer, but now this heifer has the potential of weaning 600-pound calves instead of 500-pound calves. The numbers change a little. And so now over here on the $700 annual cow cost column, if that heifer can weigh, can bring me home four calves, that heifer is worth about $1,175. Okay, so you'll see how this kind of how this plays. The bred yearling, okay, has a similar kind of scenario. Again, capable of producing 600-pound calves. And so now all of a sudden these heifers are worth about $1,700, $1,800. All right? So before I go on, I want one more thing to kind of for you to think about. Let's say that you were going to buy 100 weanling heifers as replacements. What is the, kind of the typical conception rate on a set of heifers? 85% maybe? All right? So if these heifers were worth $1,200 to start with, and I only get an 85% conception rate on those heifers, okay, for their first calf, does that mean that those heifers are only worth not $1,200 but $1,020? Probably. All right? So I wasn't real happy with all of this, and so I thought, let's get a second opinion, so to speak. So K-State has put together a software package. It does a little, it calculates things a little bit differently. Some of the inputs are a little bit different, but I wanted to see how things kind of compared. In the spreadsheet that K-State publishes, okay, you have a choice of picking some options. And so the option that I'm going to use, okay, for this simulation is the blue line for forecasted calf prices. These are USDA prices forecasted last December, all right? So it's not as current as the FAPRI numbers, but it does go out a little bit further in terms of into the future. All right, so I'm going to use the blue line in terms of calf prices. I'm going to use the K-State data set, okay, for calf weaning weights. Instead of setting these calves at 600 pounds or at 500 pounds, I'm going to just use their numbers, all right? And what you would expect is that calf weaning weights will kind of peak out in about 5-6 years of age, right? And so that's the blue line on this graph. And then I'm going to look at cull cow prices, all right, and I'm going to use the blue line, which is also a USDA estimate as of December 2014. This is one of the input screens in that software, and again, it's pretty simple. You know, when do you buy? When do you buy the heifer? When are you going to expect the first calf from this heifer? What's your mature cow weight? What's your annual cow cost? Okay, et cetera. Okay, so very similar, but slightly different than what the Iowa State program does. Here is the net present value figures for the K-State program. And so if I've got $400 cow cost, and if I can get 2 to 7 calves, these heifers are worth, you know, $200 to $2,500, all right? But if you go over to the $700 annual cow cost column, I really can't afford to spend much more than $1,500 or $1,600, and that's only in a couple years of profitability. This one is for the bred yearling. And it's interesting that if you look at the last column, you know, you're in that $1,700 price range. And I just talked to Scott Lake, who is kind of a co-author on this paper with me from up at Wyoming. And they had a sale at Torrington yesterday. I think, Scott, you said 800 heifers, I think, or females sold at that sale. And they average right at 17 and a quarter. All right, so these numbers are not too far off, okay? If you look at the last column, you know, in that 17, 17 and a half, 17, 75. So, I don't expect you to remember all those numbers, okay, but the recommendations that I'm coming away with, okay, from running through these simulations and also making the error up front, okay, and having to go back and redo some things and think some more about this. You know, these results probably don't fit anybody in here, okay, as an individual operation, okay? These numbers are based on selling feeder calves, okay, off the cow at or shortly after weaning. There is no value added, okay, for the calf, the yearling, or the cow prices. So some of you that are in the seed stock business, okay, these numbers don't quite fit. But if you're a commercial cattleman selling calves at weaning time, these numbers are probably fairly close, okay? Another recommendation that I would make is that you need to run your ranch net present value, all right? And I would say that, you know, using your weaning weights, your annual cow cost, what you expect the future prices of cows, yearlings, et cetera, to be, okay, out in the 5 to 10 year horizon. And then I think the other big piece that you have to figure out is what are you going to use for that discount rate? I used 5%. Okay, there's a lot of people that will use something bigger than that. And so that will also, that's actually going to lower these values. So what are they worth? If I take the two scenarios and run them together, okay, and set them side by side, okay, these for weanling calves for four calf crops, okay, because that's the only window that I had up out to 2020 on a weanling, all right? So I put the USDA numbers versus the FAPRI numbers kind of basically side by side. It looks like if you're in a $400 annual cow cost category, you can probably afford to spend something in the neighborhood of $2,300 on a heifer. If you're at $700, the value goes down to about $1,400. If you factor in the bred yearling and do the same thing, okay, a $400 annual cow cost, you're looking at about $2,850. But if you're in the $700 range, the $1,750, which is really, really close to yesterday's sale at Torrington, Wyoming. Okay, the second question that I was asked to address is, how many do I keep? Well, I think that the reason why I put it second, okay, in the order of the presentation is because I think it really hinges on what you decided in the first question. What are they worth? So now the question then becomes, what do you think these heifers are worth? All right? And can I make more money selling heifers or keeping them? How much risk is the ranch willing to take? And I think you have to look at your ranch debt, how much interest you're paying on operating notes, what's your annual cow cost, what's your ranch weaning weights. And then I think we have to step back and say, okay, if these are the values that I've had in the past, is there any opportunity for me to increase the value of these cattle, in other words, value add them, all right, in some way or shape or form? So based on the simulations, the recommendation that Scott and I came up with is, keep only your best. Maintain your genetic base. Make improvements in your genetic base by saving back replacement heifers. But maybe this is not the time, okay, from an economic standpoint. And Cameron, maybe it's a sustainability, okay? But from a sustainability and economics perspective, maybe maintaining constant herd size might be superior economically than taking a major step towards herd expansion. Consider selling heifer packages. Weanling heifers, when there is a premium to whatever that value is that you come up with. Okay, we kind of use $1,200 and $2,000, okay, as kind of a benchmark when we first started this talk. I don't know what that number needs to be for your operation, but if you can get a premium, maybe you need to think about selling them, all right, as opposed to keeping them. And maybe you can pay down your debt, lower your interest payments, okay, and be ready for as we move into the cattle cycle. As I was putting this thing together, you know, I started thinking, okay, you know, some of you might want to know how to calculate annual cow costs, okay, and have a template to be able to follow. So what I've done, and these happen to be Colorado State spreadsheets, okay, so if you go to their Colorado State Extension website, you probably can find these. But one of them is on cow cost. Another one is buying versus raising replacement heifers. And then what can you afford to pay for a cow? So those might be of some value as you kind of work through some of these. Again, if you want more information, particularly if you want the slides, if you want the revised, okay, proceedings, get a hold of Scott or me, and we'd be happy to, you know, send that to you. Before I leave, the PowerPoint slides will be available to, I don't know, Angus is going to do that, okay? So those will be published, and so you'll have these slides, and what I'll do is before they actually print the proceedings, I'll have a revised proceedings on that. So that's another way to get it. Okay, with that, I'm done.